Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Courtside Fracas. We're doing things properly now. I'm back because I heard the last intro and these brothers of mine clearly don't respect what I got going on.
Oh, you finished his Pilates class?
Got to
keep stern.
Keep yourself in shape.
Obviously, once I turned 30 and that man started ingesting more protein, you know, because
core strength,
obviously, got to make sure my body's right. You know, we're running marathons and now we turn 30. So, got to make myself right, of course. Executive producer, I won't forgive you either. You joined in on the laughing, but it's fine. But it's cool though. We're back. It's your boy Killer K. It's another episode, as always. And yeah, we've got a good one for you for this week. But of course, we can't continue without introduction of the all-star cast. We got the executive producer in the building, as always. Jordan. Rightfully so. And then, of course, we've got my boy Shaq in the building. What are you saying, bro?
Come on, Miami Heat's finest.
Normal. And the East and Western Conference Timberwolves.
They need to send us back to the East. They need to send us to the East, let's be real.
Why?
My boy Reams, what are you saying?
I'm good, you know, but I've had an action-packed weekend, I can't lie.
Yeah, it's been a great week of sport for us, you know.
Oh, my God.
What are you saying? Cross-sport references.
Oh, my God. It's been a weekend
the
of
enemy
W's.
Of it, my enemy is my friend, so I really enjoyed this weekend.
I started on a down because My NFL team's best defender of all time is retiring.
Of course.
Sir Aaron Donald.
Sir Aaron Donald. First of his name.
So I started on a down. Then United picked it up and he picked it up as well. Yeah. So we loved that.
Bam with the game winner. Oof.
I had 2 out of 3. That's a solid weekend if you ask me. Trust W's only. I didn't run my 30K, but I'm doing it this week instead. But we move. But all right, bro. We got a lot of basketball that's happened in the last 2 days since we dropped our last episode. Mm-hmm. By the time this one comes out on Friday, we'd have had a whole week of basketball. But of course, we're going to reference Saturday the 16th games, Sunday the 17th games, and of course, a few other topics in the meantime. But we'll start with Saturday's game. Of course, the showpiece of that weekend, of that Saturday, was, of course, the Lakers and Golden State. Even though they both suck, it's a playing game waiting to happen. That was the highlight.
Game smelt.
It wasn't great.
Like, I think a lot of what's going to come out is, and I hate talking about the Lakers and the Warriors too often because it's just a Steph versus LeBron thing. But a person that we should really highlight is that Darwin Ham really must have hated D'Lo because he's actually balling out. And I think if we take into compact the last 2 months of basketball, he's probably the most improved player of the season so far in the last 2 months. But anything prior to that, we know it's not him. But he's actually picked up his game from where they were ready to ship him.
He's 33 years old.
I know. They were ready to ship him.
Well, he's not 33.
But stepped up. He's actually really stepped up in his last couple, weeks.
He's just not for me, honestly.
What, you still get rid of D'Lo at this moment?
We know what D'Lo brings. I don't want to be those guys oh yeah, in the playoffs, it matters most. But we've seen it time and time again. And what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Guys, I don't want to be a dead horse here. Like, I seen D'Lo play for my team.
It's done, bro. I've seen him play for my team before.
Watched every game.
It's nothing happening, bro.
He doesn't play a lick of defense.
I hear it.
And
he's been cooking.
Like, listen. When we traded D'Lo for Mike Conley, I don't know if you guys, because we were podding around that time.
We were.
I said, listen, D'Lo will win you six regular season games.
Just out of 82, that's a tiny fraction.
When his jump shot is falling, he can make. He's a tough shot maker, innit? But we know in the playoffs, them shots,
they fall
at a way lower clip, and he doesn't play a lick of defense.
So he's a net negative, bro.
But I feel like in the reg, I can't say because the Lakers are what, a 9 seed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Lakers went like a 16-4 run and moved from like the 10th seed to the 9th seed. Like it's mad. Like
it's
the West
outside.
Is crazy.
It's
but
outside in the West, but
listen, in the playoffs. It's a tired cliche, but it's supported by evidence.
But all I'm
what did
talking
offer,
about
what did is, your what did he average in the Western Conference Finals? 6 points per game.
But all I'm talking about now is right now, he's doing very well.
Yeah, of course.
Stepping up.
I mean, he's doing as well as you can hope for a player of his skill set.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's not for me personally.
Yeah, no, it's gonna. Bro, as soon as the playoffs hit, it's gonna get nasty for him on Lakers. Twitter.
One regular season performer, again, not regular season performer, but one highlight of this Saturday's games. Knicks versus Sacramento. Jalen Brunson returned 42 points.
Listen, you see Jalen Brunson, yeah.
Has he dropped back to back 40 balls?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I think he done three actually. And he's the first person, the fourth person in Knicks history to do three in a row.
So the Knicks had a bit of a slide, obviously, because naturally Tibbs' teams, he run them to the ground.
Yeah.
So injury slapped them up a bit. But they've seemed to have returned. Randall's almost back now. Is he back?
Is OG back?
Yeah, OG's back.
Yeah, but OG's back.
The Knicks have been putting teams in a headlock recently.
But Randall ain't back yet.
They have been strangling teams recently.
Another person to highlight in that, DiVincenzo stepped up.
I don't think he's a solid player, you know.
Isaiah Hartenstein.
And Hartenstein has been
another solid player
as well. So it's like, I think the Knicks actually have a good roster. And I think in the playoffs, they're waiting to see.
And we know Josh Hart is first team or try hard.
Ooh, try hard, bro.
He's crashing the ball.
Best rebounding guard in the league, bro.
And that's the thing, yeah. I don't know what I want to paint the picture, but I would love like a second round Knicks versus Celtics and just see the Knicks take them out. Don't know why.
It's not a case they'll take them off. They might lose that series, but they'll take them off physically.
I just want them to take them out. I actually want to see the Knicks do a late playoff run. Because you know, Madison.
Do you know who it depends on?
Madison Square Garden could really be a vibe.
Do you know that territory like, deep ball, in the playoffs? Boston versus the Knicks.
It depends on Julius Randle, my man.
100%.
And I guess who it depends on the other side as well. Kristaps Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. that series goes one or two ways.
I'm
both.
Looking at the matchups. Oh my god, the Sixers are falling down to the eighth seed.
Yeah. It's over for them, man.
Wow, bro.
Joel Embiid. That's an MVP campaign gone to waste.
That is the strongest MVP endorsement Embiid could get ever.
Bro, look at what they are without me.
The team has gone to shit without him.
Everyone said that Maxi has the keys and he's going to be doing something.
He's been looking spooky as that number one option.
We'll get into number one options in a second.
That's why I always talk about, like, did you see the thing the other day when the guy tweeted about Jalen Williams being a top 20 player in the league?
Crazy.
We'll get into first and second options.
That's clickbait stuff there. But again, I think what you can see with Tyrese Maxi is another case of what we've seen with Mikal Bridges. Like, you are a great option on a team. And you're a piece, like, cool, but give him your team. And I get it, you're missing a big player in Embiid, and if he was able to switch him out with another player or so, but you can't run a team, like, I, in my personal opinion,
people don't appreciate the difference it takes to be the lead,
bro.
Everything changes, a successful team, bro. And that's why I say Jalen Brunson, you've got to give the flowers, because he wasn't the first option at first, it was Julius Randle, then Brunson, and he said, oh, no, honest man.
I feel
like I kind of look
at the Brunson Randle thing as a 1A, 1B kind of situation.
Agree.
I feel like Jokic and Murray is a clear number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
Agreed.
Yeah, they're like,
we know who's the man here.
Yeah. But I think we know who the man in Knicks is right now.
Jalen Brunson. But I'm saying, if we're saying now that how far the Knicks can go is also dependent on Julius Randle, it shows that it's a 1A, 1B.
I'll say a bigger 1A, 1B decision for me, and is I'm going to give praise for that Saturday game as well, is Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I think that's a comfy 1A. I think everyone would agree with that.
Because Sabonis actually balled out in that game as well. He's been giving you pretty much 20 and 10 for the past like 15 games. Like, he's actually been balling out, so I'm not going to complain at that.
Speaking of 20 and 10s, the NBA was in a dark place 2012, 2013. We didn't have one 2010 player at all.
Yeah, like they got like a lot.
Horrible, not a single one.
Hey.
No one was getting them double doubles.
No one getting any boards.
People are averaging.
I think it was like 2012, 13 or 11, 12, one of the two seasons. But of course, another look at some of the performers throughout the league We saw Indiana take out the Nets. And obviously, since my man Tyrese Halliburton got his All-Star selection, came back from injury.
Came back from injury is...
I think he's still injured.
He's definitely still injured. He wants that $41 million. That's exactly what it is.
They said his free superstar trial has expired, bro.
Bro.
They said he didn't renew that direct debit.
We're scheming against you. Now you're getting the all NBA scheme, you know, package.
All right. Look, see with Tyrese here, and again, he's one of my favorite players to watch in the league, but what you've seen is he's lost. He doesn't move as much. Is the biggest way to pull it. When he gets the ball, he has a mind thrown as quick as possible. I'm telling you that hamstring did not recover in time.
Because he's looking like pulled pork right now.
No, but he said, I need that $41 million. And I don't disagree with that, but...
The taxes are steep out there, so hey, I get it.
You know? And if you're... I play this dreams, yeah? Remember what I said to you last week? So if you're willing to play through injury to get your money...
Are you in?
Yeah.
Did you hear his suggestion for how to fix
the
All-Star game?
The All-Star game.
So basically my suggestion is, players care about money. We see it in the playing tournament. 500K was on the line, like 500K per person, and they play their hearts out, like realistically, right?
Yeah.
Hard to change the All-Star game. Most superstar players, being your top 30, maybe 35, would have an All-Star clause in their contracts. So if you make an All-Star appearance, you get a certain amount of money, just like Sabonis missed out on $1.2 million from not making All-Stars this year, blah, blah, blah. I think what they should do is, when you get the All-Star selection, the money you're going to earn in your contract, if your team loses in the All-Star game, you only get 50%.
I'm down.
So, hey, you could be getting $10 million for the All-Star selection. You lose, $5 million. And the rest of the $5 million can go to charity or whatever cause they want to do. But, hey,
it's
now...
It's sad because dudes ain't playing half a charity as bad as it sounds. Because they're getting their money regardless.
They don't care about the charity, man. Like but now you're playing with my money. Like, my money's on the line and you think you can come here and play? No, hey, you better guard that guy full court. You better see a half quarter defense straight up, 2-3 zone.
Money's a massive motivator, as it should be for some of these guys as well.
So for me, that's how I saved the All-Star game. I think the next thing will be saving the dunk contest. But for now, save the All-Star game, make them wager their own money, put that money up.
Let me run through the rest of Saturday's games in the meantime. Mm-hmm. So we've got, of course, the Rockets gave the business to the Cavaliers.
Hey, Jaden Green has also stepped up, by the way. Since they outed his baby ones. Hey, he stepped up.
You mean his babysitter, but again, like,
bro.
Hey, listen, man got his shorty pregnant and decided to take his career seriously.
Real talk.
It's like almost a child time, gives you extra motivation. How many times have we heard that? I'm doing this with my family. When you saw me, it's a booster. It means what I'm doing is paying you.
I saw the positive pregnancy test and he's kid, let's go to camp.
Man's locked in immediately.
Bro.
And I started hearing locker room stories about his baby mom. He said, hold on a second.
That's crazy.
You know, I still play basketball, right?
That's nasty work.
Yeah,
you're a grown man. That's nasty work.
What's his name? Nick Wright. It's not Nick Wright. It's not Nick Wright.
The fact you don't remember his name is good.
Nick Young.
Because Swaggy P. These men don't matter anymore.
No, but you know what's crazy? I think
he's still young though. He's only what, 23? This is his third year, fourth year? He's 22.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Like, born in 2002, bro.
Oh God.
I've said it, yeah. I think the Rockets as a youth team have a very, very, very big upside. Like, we'll focus on Detroit, we'll focus on the Thunder, but the Rockets.
Going with them on expeditions to the strip club.
Bro, Jaden Green is one of them, bro. And was it 2 back-to-back posters he put up now, isn't it? Disgusting dunk.
Fake athlete.
So, yeah, good for that.
And then, of course, we then had the Pelicans, did the Trailblazers, 126-107.
Hey, Zion been balling out, though. That buzzer beat that Zion hit was crazy as well.
Because he's lost a bit of weight.
Was it on the Clippers?
I can't remember.
I think it was on the Clippers he hit that buzzer beater. So, yeah.
And then, of course, 109-98, we've got the 76ers, Hornets. And then, of course, we also have Thunder, Grizzlies, 118-112. The Bulls, 127-98 on the Wizards. The Timberwolves beat the Jazz, 119-100. Any of those teams you want to touch on there?
Ant had a great game. Do you see the box score that he put
up? He had one of his best stat lines ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 31-10-5, 3 blocks, 3 steals.
8 assists,
what, 5
then 5 three-pointers made or something like that, yeah, as well. Like, it was stupid.
You know, the main thing about Ant as well, and I don't know if, like, Ant might be a weirdo, bro, because...
Might. He is.
Because, like, the main thing about Ant as well is that, like, his turnovers have gone completely down over the last few months, and that's a man that will turn that bitch over, bro. It'll turn that bitch over, but yeah, nah, he's playing more mature. He's still a kid. He still has a bozo, but I feel like the last 2 months of the season, Ant might average like 35.
It's crunch time. You're trying if your scene is not secure, you're trying to secure it now. So the last 2 months of regular season, and then the playoffs is when the serious hoop kind of starts.
Yeah. The only real scorer we have outside of Ant right now is Naz Reid. So
yeah. Hey, but there's
what's going on with Cap?
I forgot he's injured.
Injured, yeah. Oh. He had surgery for his meniscus. They said they'll reevaluate in 4 weeks, so that would be around game 80. So maybe if we can make it through the first round without him, depending on who we draw. Right now, there's not an easy first round matchup.
No, I don't.
I'm trying to think who the Pelicans played. Right, it might have been against the Trailblazers, but I feel like it was against the Clippers. Herb Jones blocked the shit out of somebody, then just transitioned it beautifully. Like, hey, he's been putting people in a blend of resin. Like,
who would you guys say is your top three perimeter defenders right now? Because Herb got to be in there.
Him, Jaden,
OG. Them Thompson twins could really defend as well, you know.
Amen's been cooking.
So we got Osaba. We already know about Osaba. Yeah. Amen's been cooking.
So we now got Herb Jones, Jaden McDaniels.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Yeah, it's because he put his cousin in straps.
Yeah. Caruso's up there.
Suggs has been doing his thing.
Derek White.
Yeah. There's been. It's
I know crazy. We don't lock in as much as he used to, but the Celtics are very happy to put Jason Tatum on someone's best player as well. Mm-hmm. So that's someone.
I guess now they got Drew and Derek White. He could take a break,
but I think he's still the best defender of the three of them.
And I'll put a shout out there. Bam has been great this season when it comes to defense.
That's a true 1-5
quality interior defender as well.
But before that, of course, let's not digress. We've got a couple headline matchups from the Sunday. Of course, we'll start with the plastic Rolex wearing Suns versus the Bucks. So, Sans Giannis, 140-129.
What happened to Giannis? What's he out with?
I think it's not something big because he's only been out for a few games, but
it's just weird that he's been out for, like, he doesn't really miss a length of games unless it's something real serious. But, nah. But in his place,
hamstring soreness.
Okay. Oh, soreness. Okay, that's not too bad.
Hamstring soreness. But yeah, 140-129. And Damian Lillard.
So, I mean, what did he drop? 38-12? With 3 rebounds or some shit like that? Oh, it's 16 rebounds. No, 16 assists.
31-5-16.
Again, if you give Dame the keys to a team and you say go off, by all means, I think what we need to understand about Dame in this Bucks team is he's gone to a team, and it's the first time ever, besides in his early days as a rookie or whatever with LaMarcus Aldridge there, where he said, it's not your team. You can't do what you want with the ball. But once you give him the green light, you're going to get points. I'm surprised by the 16 assists. I thought a smooth 7, 8, 9.
I don't think that's... But, do you know what it is with Dame, like you said? I think we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago that someone was saying, how about you just give Dame... It was ball don't stop, in fact. He said, give Dame the keys, let him do what he wants, rather than saying, Giannis has got his, and then by the way, oh yeah, here's the ball, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can't do that without...
Can't do that.
Someone's going to have to be given the... do what you have to do.
I think you...
You can't have two players like that.
You can't.
There's I can't tell you a time in life where it's like, hey, do what you want with the ball for two players.
I think the main thing with it's been a long time since Dame has had to play with someone that
is better than him.
And Giannis, it's the first time in Giannis's career that he's really played with another star. Superstar.
Great player.
Yeah. So it's a kind of a learning curve for both of them. I'm not sure. I think when Adrian Griffin was there, offensively they was fine.
Yeah.
But just because when you have Giannis on your team,
you're fine. But yeah, it's just that Dave happens to be a cone.
Yeah, it was defensively that they was really struggling, and now on the dock, they've got it really good defensively.
Mm.
Offensively, maybe. I don't know. So I guess I don't know if it's a coaching issue or if it's just something they need to figure out in terms of how the hierarchy works, but in terms of who gets the ball in certain spots, how they work together as a tandem and stuff like that. It's not just, all right, now Giannis, I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to drive, go to the rim as much as I can, get to the free throw line. Now I'm going to not touch the ball on Dame. You're going to get your game off, shoot your threes, blah, 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 blah. It's got to be, they've got to figure out how to work together and utilize their skill set, because they have very different skill sets. So they should be able to
it should match up.
Yeah.
Also, on the other side, let's talk about Kevin Durant.
No burn.
41 minutes, 11 points.
Happens.
Does it though? 41 minutes, 10 shots.
Happens.
I don't know.
Besides LeBron James, tell me a superstar in the league that's not happened to.
But then on the other side, Grayson Allen went crazy. Bradley Beal had a good time.
Stick on KD.
And then Devin Booker. So 23, 28, and 25 respectively.
Yeah, I mean, like Booker, if that's the thing about the upside of that team. If KD don't go off, Booker and Beal might.
Yeah.
If Booker don't go off, KD and Beal might. If Beal don't go off, Booker and KD might. And sometimes you'll need one of them to go off to get it done.
Okay.
And realistically, regardless of if they're going, like KD can be having an off night like he did.
And then the other two, you'd hope pick up the slack. Yeah, he does a guard.
You can't sag off on KD. You can't sag off on Beal. You can't sag off on
Didn't have a great shooting night either. But yeah, it was just, like you said, others were going kind of crazy. So he's there.
Him not having a good shooting night can realistically be, we can't let you get rhythm though.
So
it's like if you're going to keep shooting, eventually you might find your form. And if you do, it's a very, very, very long day for us. So,
of course,
that's fine.
A weird game in that sense. But before we get into obviously the blockbuster from later, of course, your Heat, close one.
104 to what, 99?
101.
101?
With the Pistons.
Oh, yeah. Bam hit a buzzer beater. Look, I mean, Jimmy was out. With him in our team, we're already still a depleted squad to an extent. Like, it's not like we have tantalizing players. Hero's out. Duncan Robinson's doing fine. Caleb Martin, all these players, like they're fine, but Bam's leading your team. He's not like the most, hey, I'm going to get every bucket in the world kind of player. We had a low scoring game, but we played well defensively. It's the Detroit Pistons. Like,
what do you expect from the Detroit Pistons?
At this point, you just don't be that team.
I don't want to be that team.
No, but honestly, no, right now,
I think
the Pistons, it's not the same Pistons that we saw at the start of the season when they lost like 605 games in a row. Like now they got dead, like Monty Williams has finally decided, I got Cade Cunningham, I got Jaden Ivey, these kids are talented, just let them go out there, make things happen. And you know, they surrounded them with like some solid defensive players. You know, you got Asar Thompson, you got Isaiah Stewart, you got Jalen Duren, what I mean? So
where's the Thompson?
Huh?
Where's the Thompson? Is he injured?
No, he's there.
He didn't play, I don't think.
But Asar?
No.
I'm sure he played.
But yeah, like obviously like, it's just about figuring out. It's just about like, I think Cade does have to improve, but there's talent there. And obviously Jaden Ivey, he was just frozen out at the start of the season for reasons. Obviously I'm not Monty Williams, I can't tell you why, but
it seems
like he was overcomplicating things at the start, and now he's finally just like, fuck it, like we're the worst team. Well, we was the worst team. The Wizards have surpassed them now.
Yep.
It's a young team though. Yeah. I think it's always trying to find a fine balance in terms of, do you just put a team out there and try to limit the losing, or do you just, Do you put a young team out there and let them learn on the job within a kind of structure?
Other than OKC, what young talented team is really good? Like
none.
You look at all these ball clubs and you're like, oh, like in 2-3 years, like these men are gonna be mad. But like right now, how many of them are actually mad? Like it's only really OKC.
Yeah. And I'll say Minnesota.
Not really,
but you've been good for like two, three years. I don't think Minnesota. I don't really consider Minnesota young. We have young, like Nas is young, Jaden is
young.
We've
been good for at least
young.
Like 2-3 years.
We've still got Mike Conley. Mike Conley's like 36. Rudy's 30 odd.
Devin Fournier, but that's not really a vet though, is it? It's just like, that's just Devin Fournier.
And like,
as bad as it's the sound.
I'll say that there's three main young teams in the league, being Detroit Pistons,
Rockets,
OKC, and then the Rockets.
The Magic are young.
Oh, snap. Sorry, the Magic. Yeah. And that's another team that's good. Yeah. Magic are good as well.
Yeah.
So those four teams there, two of them stink. And like the Rockets are picking up after they made a couple moves. It's just about progression. So then they'll progress later on. It's a bit by bit. That's the one thing about these, well, I say franchises, when they're doing a young thing of drafts and trying to get a young star to, it's going to take years. So maybe not everyone's going to have the fast track like you did for OKC. But you got to take your time with it, man. So it is what it is.
Cool. Showcase game. We've got Dallas on the Denver Nuggets.
You know,
Euro versus Euro.
The game stunk. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I didn't enjoy it. I watched like half of it. It wasn't a tantalizing game. However, big moment. The dirtiest. Oh,
you've used this tantalizing word a couple of times now. You know,
I don't like it.
Is it your word? It might be his word of the day. I don't know.
Might be his word of the day.
You said it a couple of times now.
Have
so,
I?
You're playing word all that hope. yeah. Tantalize. All right, cool, man.
I might ready, you know.
But of course.
I don't know.
Anyway, not to digress.
Yeah. Oh, you digress a few times. Don't just say it.
Come on, man. You know me. I'll be broadening my lexicon.
Yeah, come on, man.
Every now and then. But yes, Kyrie Irving and that shot.
That's the best game I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
On my life. That's the best game.
And the one before that was the one he made against. On Steph.
Yeah, mate, he hit a left-handed skyhook from like the free throw line.
Over Jokic.
Over a 7-footer. Like, that's just preposterous, bro.
And it was all net.
That's the kind of shot you take that gets you dragged off, like immediately.
Immediately. Like for the rest of the game.
Bench.
Like no one is ever allowed to take that shot.
You know, the thing is, he shot it and walked off because he knew he made it. If you look at his reaction, he knew he made the shot.
Kyrie's one of those players, yeah, that's like, he can literally do anything he could think of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only thing that could, like, hinder him is his own imagination.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that, like, if you go back, I don't know if it was last pod or if Kay was here for the pod, so it would have been two pods ago. We literally said he's one of the best difficult shot makers you'll ever see in your life.
You had to go, who's the top five tough shot makers of all?
And he's got to be in there, and he's left hand,
that's
right
a
hand.
Tough,
and do you know what makes it worse? Yeah, I don't want to talk about the matchups because there's no way in hell that Jokic should have been on there anyway. That's the first problem. But secondly, the fact that he made it over him.
I don't think Jokic covered him badly. Like, he forced
him.
He did.
I think he almost got a touch on it.
Yeah.
So the thing is,
and he forced him into the most ridiculous shot
and he still made it off his weak foot. With his left hand.
Is it going in as your favourite buzzer beater you've seen?
It's not like the most iconic or anything. It's like a normal regular season game. But in terms of like degree of difficulty, like creativity.
That's one of them.
Like,
do you know, I got another one for you, which is also not as creative, but incredibly difficult. LeBron on the Wizards.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the 3-point shot in Bill's face. Catches it.
But he caught it facing the wrong way.
Caught it,
and then turned around in the air, off the backboard.
Like, that's in there for me.
Yeah.
LeBron against the Raptors.
With the fade off the one leg.
Yeah, he's going off the one leg.
That's
fade.
That's fake.
Stupid. Kyrie on Steph. Kyrie on Jokic.
Kyrie, bro, you could probably just make a top five of just Kyrie shots.
I can't lie, yeah. Damon PG, like, he shot from deep. I don't know if I'm going to count it as difficult.
I
want to
say that. It's obviously long shots are.
It might be more iconic, but
it's just more iconic.
He made a lucky shot from above.
I don't know if it was lucky, but
we've seen bums make lucky shots.
That thing that burns him till today,
bro.
You know what's
he speaks about it on his podcast all the time.
You know what might be in there as well. I think he was in the bubble. It would have been Booker versus Kawhi.
I can't. I remember, and then when he made it,
it's up there for me.
Kawhi on. The Sixers.
Oh, against them.
Spun under him. He's falling off the court.
Cinder.
I think these are more iconic, but I think Kyrie's one's the most difficult I've ever seen. That or LeBron's turnaround three.
Yeah.
Unless any listeners want to counter that.
Hey, we might have to put that out there and say, like, might have to come back and revisit that. But that in off top of the head, those are like my five or six that I say are in that league for it. So, yeah. But crazy. Tantalizing.
Okay, well, don't do that again. Of course, as regular proceedings, the Celtics washed out the Wizards.
Yeah.
We'll run through the standings very quickly because I wanted to run through some things. Of course, the Celtics on a 5-game winning streak.
I think Kuzma was out, by the way.
Yeah, on track for 60 wins. 60 wins. 53 and 14 right now. Mm. Followed by Milwaukee, Cleveland, Knicks, Orlando in fifth, Indiana a bit of a slide, Miami in seventh, Philly eighth. Jordan's old team in 10th, the Atlanta Hawks. We'll scoot out west real quick, and then we've got OKC still leading the charge, but I would say 55 wins is probably going to be their max.
Well, how many on?
47 and 20.
You think OKC are going to cap out at 55?
I don't think they made 60.
They're going to get to 60. There's, 16 games left?
I don't think they'll get 60.
They'll probably go 10 and 6. So 57?
Yeah, so I ain't getting 60. Mm. Yeah, 55, 57.
They might even go better than 10 and 6 as well, because that's bad.
They really could. You got Denver 47 and 21. Minnesota 46 and 21. The Clippers, they're still thereabouts, even though when the Brody's out. But fourth, Pelicans have snuck up to fifth. Sacramento 6. Dallas 7. Phoenix 8. And then the play-in buffers of Golden State. And of course, the Lakers, who have somehow both got winning records, but that's news to me. So, what I wanted to discuss, of course, is we mentioned first and second options.
Mm.
People don't realize how difficult it is to be a first option on a team.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, I'll give the most recent, Mikal Bridges.
Yes,
of course, he was traded away from the Phoenix Suns in that blockbuster KD trade.
Mm-hmm.
Went across to the New York Knicks, and a team in transition after they got rid of the three-headed snake that was Harden, KD, and Kyrie.
Dropped 51 on my team.
In transition to the new era, he dropped 51 on your team. Embarrassing. And yeah, people thought after this 10-15 game spell that he had, that, hey, this is now his team. He's going to take the next step. And since then, they haven't.
Mm-hmm. I think, okay, so in light of this debate of whether, so the big debate has been, can any of the second option players in the league lead their own team?
Let's run through the second option players first. Who have we got?
We'll do, but then what?
Nothing.
It's calm. But can any of the second option players run through, run a team in the league, like have their own team?
Okay, so the best way to frame it is, let's go through all the second options and which one of them, if they was the leader of their team, wouldn't be selecting ping pong balls.
Lotteries.
So if Anthony Davis was a number, we've seen Anthony Davis as a number one option on the team, missed the playoffs most of the time, but also
Had some good moments. Great moments, in fact.
Yeah, so we're saying Anthony Davis can lead the team to the playoffs as a number one option.
Yeah, we're not saying how far, but
I mean,
he can do it.
Could this Anthony Davis?
No.
Probably not.
No.
I'm putting it as a no.
This Anthony Davis cannot.
Wait.
We've seen Damian Lillard do it.
There's 30 teams in the league. How many second options do you think we're going to say as a yes by the end of this?
Three.
Do you know, yeah, I might be biased, but okay. I think Kat.
Yeah, of course you can.
No, give me a number.
We've seen Kat do it.
I want to see. Give me a number. How many do you think you're going to guess? Like
that would. So what's the question?
How many second options in the league can run their own? Can be the stars of their own team?
Okay, when you say be the stars of their own team.
Let's say they'll make the playoffs.
Like be a championship.
Yeah, no play-ins, just playoffs.
Okay, so.
Okay, Paul George. I've got the standings here.
Guess. I want you to guess before. I think I'm going to say nine.
Seven.
I'm gonna say like nine.
I want to say six or seven.
Okay, cool. So then
we can run through the standings and just do it via that because it's easier if you're not gonna remember all the teams.
Yeah.
Boston.
Jaylen Brown.
I think he can lead the team to the playoffs.
I don't think he can.
43 wins.
I can. I think he can lead the team to the playoffs. Milwaukee.
What if he goes to the West?
Dame can.
Yeah.
Dame. Okay. Cleveland.
Garland.
He has. Has he not? No, he can't. Sorry. No. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. New York, I feel like he's really regressed the season as well.
Yeah. But injuries just come back from New York long-term injuries.
Who are we saying the second option? Is it Randall?
It's Julius Randall.
We've seen Randall do it then.
So yes,
yeah.
He can.
Yeah.
Orlando, no.
Franz Wagner, no, probably not. Yeah.
Indiana, no.
Pascal Siakam. Who the hell is their second?
Siakam.
We've seen him do it.
In Toronto.
Fine, two.
But he's always, he's not a playoff riser though. That's the only issue with him. But, yeah.
We've got two. I'll keep count. We've got two. Miami. Yeah,
We've got three.
And we haven't.
We've got Randall,
Dame, Siakam.
Siakam.
Three. Okay, then we've got Indiana, second option.
We've done it.
So three, Miami.
Bam.
No.
Is Bam your second option?
Yeah.
No.
Jimmy didn't Bam in it.
I don't think Tyler Herro can do it either, so no.
But I feel like Bam plays as the first option for most of the season anyway, because Jimmy misses 50% of the games. But.
That's more coaching.
I don't know.
I wouldn't put Bam.
No. Philly, clearly not.
So. Clearly not.
Chicago, not the version of the players they've got now.
Zach LaVine's never done it.
No.
So, no. Kobe White and...
No, he's first. No. So those are the playing teams because the rest of these teams don't count as far as I'm aware. So cool. I'm just doing the first.
So, Atlanta, let's pause you right there. Less of the guys that we named, yeah?
So the three.
So who's the three names you got?
Jaylen Brown.
Julius Randle.
Oh, you counted Julius Randle.
Siakam.
So you got four then?
And who was the other one? Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
So we got four.
Those teams, yeah, what would their ceiling be with those guys as their number one option?
Jaylen Brown, are they in East or West?
Same team.
In the East.
I don't think Jaylen Brown could do it, if I'm honest.
If you put Jaylen Brown right now on the Charlotte Hornets, what would their ceiling be?
First round at a shitty push.
Players.
But you're saying that's a playoff team. So would Jaylen Brown be the number one option if he went to Charlotte?
If LaMelo Ball's played, he wouldn't be.
LaMelo, Brandon Miller, Brown.
He would be.
Then like.
He wouldn't be.
Mark Williams.
He would be off.
LaMelo would carry
the ball. And I guess he who shall not be named, you know?
Yeah.
The guy from Detroit.
Yeah.
That's a playoff team, in my opinion. That's a good player. Health permitting.
I think Jaylen Brown is a good player.
I can see that team winning 50 games.
Okay, but if Jaylen Brown is going to the Charlotte Hornets, is he going to be the number one option?
Yeah.
That's what it's out of him or LaMelo, isn't it?
And is he going to be.
Eventually it might be Brandon Miller.
I think he can. So that's one. I think he can.
As of right now, he'd be the best player on that team.
Yes.
Do you agree? So what would their ceiling be? Health permitted.
First round.
You don't think that team can make the second round?
That team can make a second round. No.
LaMelo.
As it stands.
LaMelo, Jaylen Brown, Brandon Miller.
We're hoping LaMelo.
Miles Bridges. Mark Williams.
And Mark Williams. And also, what's his name? Brandon. I don't know. Just
first round.
The team is
47,
first
round. 40, 45 wins, 46 wins, 47.
44 wins.
44 wins.
First round.
Just over 500.
What is okay? Well, we've seen what Siakam led teams have
we know
done.
What
first round and out. Yeah. Dame.
As of now, they're getting.
He's made a conference finals as the first option. So, he's won some playoff series.
So again, his resume is stamped. And then the last person was
Julius Randle.
First round out.
First round.
Okay, yeah. Over to the West because we're not talking about playing and relegation fodder in the East because clearly they can't do it. OKC, no.
With who is Jalen Williams? Jalen Williams is the second option, yeah.
It's not Chet. It's Jalen.
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah,
ping pong balls,
lottery. Thank you so much. Number two, we've got
great,
Denver.
But really good player, but ping pong balls.
Denver, Jamal Murray.
Ping pong balls.
Facts. Thank you. Wait, hold on. If Jamal Murray caught, other than Jalen Brown.
So if Jamal Murray caught, can Jalen Brown
take?
Jalen Brown's a better regular season performer than Jamal Murray. 100%
he is. That's facts.
Jamal Murray is a historic playoff riser.
Okay, so you put Jamal Murray
for all 17 points a game a season. It's not if he's in the East. It's where is the situation he's in now, bro? Like as it stands.
No, I'm just saying like to take him to the playoffs.
You put him on a Charlotte Hornets, then what happens?
Guards in it.
Doesn't even start.
It's two guards.
I'm going mad.
But Jamal Murray, based on resume, I would say
first round.
Ping pong balls.
What about you, Shaq?
You put Jamal Murray in shot in the Chicago Bulls.
They ain't making it anywhere, bro.
Let's say you took Jokic off that team and replaced him with Naz Reid. Murray, KCP, who the hell is this? Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Naz Reid. What's that team ceiling?
Second round at best.
You think that team's making it out of the first round?
That's at best. That's why I said they're making it to the best.
Yeah.
So there you go. Jamal Murray, no. The Minnesota Timberwolves, yes, because we've seen
it. Yeah. It's a first round out, but we've seen Kat.
LA Clippers, first and second round, they can do it. That's Paul George.
Yeah,
So far in the West, we've got two.
Brandon Ingram.
No.
Ping pong balls.
That's my guy, but fail me now.
What are we doing? De'Aaron Fox?
To be honest, in fairness to Brandon Ingram, he did lead the Pelicans to the playoffs. Was the 2020, the year the Golden State won it.
2021.
Yes, then. Who did they play in the first round? Because I remember they won. They made it through the play-in. Do you remember when the Timberwolves beat the Clippers in the play-in?
Yeah.
Then the Pelicans played them in the next game, and Paul George had COVID and he missed the game.
Yeah, they made the play.
I think they played the Suns.
But when that 2021?
That's 2022.
Oh, okay,
they played the Suns. Then the Suns got.
So that's a yes then. Yeah. So we've got two. So Brandon Ingram and Cat.
But more often than not, it's going to be ping pong balls.
So it's three: Brandon Ingram, Cat. Paul George.
Three. Sacramento. No.
Who's the second option there?
Who's the second option?
Fox. Neither of them on their own are making it.
Ping pong.
No. We've not seen this version of them players by themselves, though.
I've seen them by themselves before.
No, you've seen them by themselves before, but this version of what they are, they are a lot better players than what they are now. And what they were before, sorry.
So right now, we got rooms.
I'd rather have De'Aaron Fox over Sabonis, but Fox has never made a playoffs without Sabonis. Sabonis has been in the playoffs plenty of times.
Ping pong balls.
So we're gonna say,
So De'Aaron Fox on his own right now.
De'Aaron Fox in his own right now in a team that can somewhat suit him can make the playoffs.
He's been in the team that suits. He's been there the whole time.
Yeah, but they've not always suited him, bro.
This is the first time they've really put a serious team around him. They got Keegan Murray. They got Sabonis, they got Malik Monk, like they added some pieces to that team.
You take out Sabonis and put in a Vucevic
in the
like
West.
That.
Do you think it's on his own?
Yes.
Listen, there's no history to support it, but I think he's good enough of a player to make that happen.
That's four. So Paul George, Cat.
I'll put it this: I don't Fox. Think Kyrie can do it.
You don't think Kyrie can do it?
I don't think Kyrie can do it.
Damn me up, Slime. Facts: he's not doing it.
But it's.
Let's look at history, right? All his years in Cleveland, ping pong balls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He had one quality year in the Celtics, and then obviously he went down and missed the playoffs, and they made the conference finals without him. The year after that,
Nets.
Disjointed season. Made it out of the first round. Smoked by the flipping Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously on the Nets, he wasn't the number one option. So.
No.
Yeah.
It's a no.
We've only really seen him at the number one option twice.
Phoenix.
He's what you're saying, Booker.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But Booker made it to the finals.
Stamps.
Yeah.
Golden State.
No, no, no.
Absolutely ping no. pong balls.
No, no,
they might,
no,
get, they
no,
might even
no,
be the
no,
first
no.
team in the history of the NBA to get relegated.
Say, yeah, 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 yeah.
G League. They'd have to send them down to the G League.
Say, no, 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 no.
Replace
no,
them
no.
with the Agua Caliente Warriors or whatever.
Lakers, I'm not giving it to Ant.
I'm not good.
I mean,
AD.
AD.
I'm not even.
We've seen AD as a number one option, though.
Yeah, we've
not
seen
this version of AD, probably ping pong balls. I mean, they got AD and LeBron, and they're close to ping pong balls. So
we had eight out of two conferences. That sounds about right.
No.
Just about. We had four in this.
So we're not going further than the Lakers?
Well, what team? So Houston.
Yeah,
Utah,
yeah,
we're stopping
the Lakers.
There's method behind the madness.
Actually, I think we got nine.
Yeah, so in the West.
How many we get? We got four in the East.
Yeah.
Then we got, then we got Kat, Paul George.
Brandon Ingram. De'Aaron Fox.
Booker.
Okay, five, so we got nine.
I said nine as well.
Nine out of 30. That's bad odds. It's not hard. It's not easy being number one option, bro.
And I can't lie to you. In all those players there, I don't think any of them will win.
Or make it
I just think that they can make the playoffs. Like it's very. And I think key cases to see, like as you said earlier, right? Would be what's his name? Mikal Bridges is a good case. Jaylen Brown when Tatum's out is also a good case. I'm not gonna lie to you at times, but even between Kuzma and Jordan Poole, like when you're in your own team and there's no certain stars around you to go and crowd, and
it's no structure. It's hard, these are nonsense organizations.
It's difficult.
No structure.
It's difficult, but yeah, yeah. I don't even know who asked that question. I forgot, but it was a good question by someone that asked that.
Yeah, but what we're gonna do is run through some listeners' questions after this season recap we just had.
Oh yeah.
So we got some questions, and we got a great one to start off the topic, and it is from my man. It's and what he's done actually is something from NBA Central. He said, so NBA Central said, pick the highest peaks here. So we've got nine players, but we're going to go in them in threes and just pick the best from there. So we've got the first line, we've got Tim Duncan, KD, Shaq. Second line is Kobe, Hakeem, Giannis. Third line is Steph, Jokic, and Magic. So let's just run through.
I'm doing the highest peaks or the best players at their best times.
So yeah, peak by peak. So first line, we know the winning peak there is Shaq.
Yeah.
The second line, we know, ooh, the second line, where you got Reams, between highest peak of Hakeem, Giannis, and Kobe.
I might have a take for you
might
there,
Hakeem,
boy.
Is don't, Hakeem the dream?
Hey, listen.
I can't lie.
From 93 to 95.
It might be Hakeem the dream, you know.
That might be the number one peak we've seen in this league.
Hakeem the dream.
And what was the season?
Is it in Jordan
the 93-94 season, he won
back to back in Jordan's years off.
Yeah. The 93-94 season, Hakeem won every award in the NBA except for the scoring title, where he's second. Finals MVP, regular season MVP,
DPOY.
Defensive player of the year, all NBA first team, all defensive first team, NBA champion.
The only question, did Giannis not do the same?
No, he didn't do MVP.
No, he got smoked in the conference finals.
No, but he won a chip.
Not in the same season.
I thought he did it in a two-year span. Giannis on the same thing as well. And if you want to talk about peak, Giannis.
And then the season after that, Hakeem won the title as a sixth seed, beating like four teams that won 60 games.
All right, so for this one here, because I just want to see something. In that line, so you got Kobe, Giannis, and Hakeem.
Some respects.
Put them in order.
Hakeem, Kobe, Giannis.
Peak. I got Hakeem, Kobe, Giannis.
Okay. So Giannis at the bottom of it.
Yeah, second.
I
think Hakeem first.
Giannis is still writing a story though.
Power. Let's just run to the first line quickly. Let's do that in order. So first line, we've got Shaq, KD, Timmy. So who was, so Shaq is the highest peak. Second, we've got
KD,
bro. I love you, Tim Duncan, but it's KD.
It's KD,
bro.
It's
don't fuck around.
It's Timmy D.
I like that. So we got, okay, Shaq first line, Hakeem second line. So we know he did the highest peaks. And then we have Magic, Steph, and Jokic.
I would have it right now as Steph, Jokic, Magic, yeah? and you might think I'm crazy, but
this is anti-blip.
I think by when it's all said and done, Jokic will be first.
Oh, Jokic is crazy, you know.
Yeah,
okay. he might be off top 10 by the time.
It's not. How old is Jokic? Is it?
28.
Is it crazy for him to end his career top five?
No, right?
Jokic is just stupid.
He might go back to back. He might win MVP and go back to back.
If he goes back to back, he's top 15.
His resume is already looking nuts.
He's actually a very annoyingly, stupidly good player.
The only thing with Jokic is I don't see him as that type of guy that's going to play till he's like 36. He's
29 right now.
Bro, I feel like Jokic is going to get to like 33 and just go back to Serbia so he can look after his horses and just... and call it a day, man. Because you know we don't like living in America. You know we don't.
He's not going to do the journey, man. Vetting, but he's just flying across the place.
No chance.
So that last line you're saying, Jokic as of now, we're not doing what it could be. As of now, who's got the highest peak?
Jokic, Magic.
What? No, Steph, Magic, Jokic.
Steph, Jokic, Magic.
What are you doing? Steph, Magic, Jokic, bro.
What are you doing?
I got Steph, Jokic, Magic.
What the hell is going on here?
You better bull, man. You better bull.
What the hell? So what? What's Magic's peak?
Magic's peak is like 87, 88, MVP, Finals MVP, champion.
Anytime Jokic,
all of them have done the same stuff.
One of them's only done it once, by the way. But
he's mad that
Lakers only got one. 40s as well.
Ooh, Steph.
he's mad that his Lakers only got one person.
He got his first Finals MVP on Jaylen Brown's head.
Oh, sorry. That's like me winning a wheelchair race, bro. I'm running. Like, I'm running. Like, bro. Like, come on. Like, come on, bro. Like, you see my legs working. Like, what the hell?
They're going to be upset on TikTok when they see
this. I've got to put that clip out there just for the sake
They're
of
gonna
it.
They're going to be
like,
upset.
Bro, what's going on, bro? You seen that Johnny Knoxville film when he was going to do the Special Olympics?
The Kanye West scores 107 points on the wheelchair basketball.
Bro. Like, Kai said that dunking on four-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
Like, come on, bro. Okay, so with that,
good question.
We're not done yet. NBC. So the highest peak, I think this Shaq wins the whole thing between Shaq, Hakeem, and you say Jokic is the last. Steph, the last.
Shaq is one right now. Shaq, Hakeem, Jokic. I'd say.
So
Jokic has a chance, bro. By when it's all said and done,
I don't know if Jokic have a chance to defeat Shaq though. No. It's just everything about
he doesn't have a chance to defeat Shaq.
But yeah.
He doesn't have a chance.
Doesn't.
He's already like one of the best offensive players we've ever seen in our life.
But you can't undo unstoppable, bro. Like, no matter what.
Jokic is unstoppable too, just in a different way.
You know what I say? It depends on how long this peak goes on. I'll give the peak longevity as well.
Jokic makes more bullshit shots. Jokic makes more bullshit shots than Shaq ever did.
Yeah, of course.
Shaq was, I'm bigger than you, I'm faster than you, I'm stronger than you, I'm going to put you through the basket.
Bullshit shot to make was a free throw. You made that one?
What do you mean you went 17 of 20? What the fuck? You shoot 56%.
With one hand? Damn. So this guy, we can't beat this guy. Oh, gosh. Oh, shit. Okay. And then we've got from Stina Season, Steven Black Stina's 24 BDO, La Castina. Should the Clippers start Russ in the playoffs? Because not going to lie, Jimbo Harden provides zero defense and the usual no-show. No.
What a hater, but anyway.
What did he say?
Hater. Should the Clippers start Russ in the playoffs? Because Harden doesn't play.
If you was a Clippers fan, is it time to start worrying about Jimbo? Because it seems like he's entering that early playoff mode. You know where he's a little dinged up? And like...
He's what, 34?
Yeah.
But his body's at least 39. Because what he used to do...
When he was in Houston, he never got injured.
Yeah, but like, he was... Exactly, because look how physical he played back then.
Exactly.
He was playing like a mini Charles Barkley.
His body, he might be cooked, bro.
Might be. I think he's been cooked since.
But they show him, he's the third option there, innit? Well, he should be if Paul George decides to answer the call, but he's there really to provide playmaking, run the offense.
And he
you
does.
Know what I mean? But like, but he
want,
does.
They still
but
want he, the Houston Rockets stats.
He needs to be a scoring. They don't want that, but he still needs to be a scoring threat. And right now, he can't really score on anyone, but he can't really get by anyone. He
can't get by anyone.
He don't foul bait anymore. He was the best foul bait I've ever seen in my life. When was the last time he got to the free throw line 10 times?
17.3, 5.1, 8.3 assists.
That's fine for a third option. What's the efficiency
at 44%.
What's like his effective field goal, like, or true shooting?
I got that for you right now. Like, we'll get on B reference. I got it for you right now.
So, shout out basketball reference.
What we got from my man Jimbo Harden. His effective field goal for this year is 55%. That's the highest of his career.
Say wallahi.
Outside his third year in OKC, which was 58.
That seemed kind of low.
His effective field goal.
What's his career average?
His effective field goal.
But what's his career?
52.
So it's way above his career average.
His effective field goal, the highest of his career is 58%. at OKC in his third season there before he left.
What was his highest in Rockets?
54 in his third to last year. So he did 3 years in a row of 54.
Okay.
Bro, didn't you have
5-4-1, 5-4-1, 5-4-3.
Let's say a guy like Steph, Steph's career is like 59 or something. Yeah.
All right, for me, I don't think there's anything to worry about. Let them lock into playoff mode and let
they just need to be healthy, bro. Yeah, health bro. I feel like health is the thing that's going to cook.
Let's let it go.
They could have got another big in. Sure, PJ Tucker ain't really talking about nothing these days, but I still feel like if their best players play to what we know they can, Kawhi, Paul George, Harden, with the depth they have, Norman Powell, Terrence Mann, Amir Coffey,
they got my man back in the lineup. They've got Bones.
Yeah, Busy Bones. I feel like it was hard that Busy Bones lost his minutes anyway, but obviously Ty Lue doesn't like playing
too many
young boys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just saw another question, right? And I'm confused by it because I don't think it's a good question. Well, I think it's a good question, but so it's what is actually Tatum's ceiling in the league? This is from Femotelli. Mm-hmm. What is actually Tatum's ceiling in the league? Surely it isn't best player in the league, but it's like top 3, 5, 10.
When I look at Tatum, yeah, I say he could be like
top 5.
He could be like,
it's hard to say.
He could be top 5.
I feel like he could be a top 2 player in the league.
I see him as like he's going to be like a better version. Like if you look at throughout history, there's always been a Tatum. There's always been like great player like on a Tracy really good team. I put him above a Tracy. I say like a Clyde Drexler. Yes.
Okay.
Like Clyde, when he was in Portland,
a light. Yeah.
Top 5 MVP voting, got his team to the finals a couple of times, could never win.
But the X factor is, but he might win because of the fact he's on the Celtics.
Yeah. So like he's probably like a Clyde. Like Clyde probably had to think to himself like maybe like I've got to the finals twice and I was the number one option. I've lost twice. I've been on great teams. I've had great seasons. But then he had to go to play with Hakeem to get his first chip.
So where I see it right is with Tatum in 4 years. Let's give it 3 years. I don't expect to have LeBron, Steph, KD. And then I feel like Jokic will be at the latter end of things, like hopefully. Well, not hopefully, but you know what I mean?
It'll be Jokic, Giannis. Because I think by that point, Kawhi will be gone.
Yeah, like...
Paul George is 34 years old. He'll probably be gone as well.
And to be fair, like, Kawhi will be on the back burner. With the injuries he's got, you're still going to be that person. So I think if I look
at... definitely a new era of like...
If I look at the new era of people coming through, can he be a top 2 player between what him, Luka, and what Wemby?
They're pushing Tatum heavy because obviously he's American, isn't it? Like, they won, like,
Boston.
An American hasn't won MVP in a hot minute.
But between him, Wemby, SGA, and that, he can.
He's better.
We can't be skipping. Luka's only 25 years old. So, I said
Luka
well.
First time in it. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, like
he's better than half. So yeah, he probably could be.
They want to push Tatum. They want to push Ant.
He could be a top 3 player. And if he takes the extra mile, he can
top
be number
3,
one.
I don't know, bro. Listen, between Luka
in the next generation,
that's because you're expecting some of these guys to make that jump.
Do you think SGA is better than Tatum right now?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Not a chance. He did it, bro. We respect both sides of the ball here.
SGA is the MVP and Jalen Williams is top 20, but OKC should have no excuses.
I'll be there. I will be there. Of course, we got Oga at the top. We got Mariah with a couple of questions for the man them as well. He gave us 2. So, what are the realistic expectations for the Phoenix Suns this season? And how did they get better in the offseason? In brackets, personnel changes.
Ceiling for
them. They better win a championship, bro. They got a super team, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Booker,
nasty.
No,
KD and Bill.
I said it before. I said I feel like they could potentially in a shoot off, they could win against any team. So
you can't say shoot offs though. No one's going to last.
I think their ceiling is like a conference final.
It's a team that no one would want to see, but I feel like all the good, well coached teams will beat them.
Yeah.
Nuggets,
like quite comfortably
over 7 games.
Yeah.
Yes, they will. So I think their ceiling's like a conference final.
They'll have some real shootouts, though.
And then, yeah.
I think Booker's been disappointed this season. I don't know about you lot.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Because, again, he's trying to find his role. Because when we had, obviously, Monty and just Chris Paul, it was saying on Chris Paul's team, obviously, it was very much like Booker's team was made almost in his image. It was the right look and the right fit. And then they made this massive blockbuster trade for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, he's had to do that acclimatizing thing again. But there's no one sitting at the table like there was for Chris, like Chris Paul was there.
The only problem that you had was that like Ayton was your second option, but realistically, he should have been like a third because he's not that good. So it's like...
But you had...
Then you got KD.
Even though we joke on his name, but Chris Paul is fantastic at setting the table and making sure that all things are calm and giving people the platform to succeed. And he had that while he was there. And Monty Williams, like he'd been with the team for a few years. Now, they've basically... hit the big reset and brought in 2 stars and decimated their bench, which is what made them good. So of course he'll be disappointing.
Hard to get better in the off season. I think you'd have to offload one of the stars. It'll probably be Bill and get some pieces that actually make sense for an entire team.
But where do they send? Are they sending Bill back to the gulag?
Yeah, Lord, who knows?
His contract's not great.
Yeah,
his contract is terrible.
Yeah. So
and at his age, with what his game is, it and doesn't
his,
really
his,
work.
And his back might be broken.
Gosh, are your back broken? You sure you ain't carrying no one? And then of course, Team USA. I suppose he's given their certs. Have LBJ, Steph, Tatum, Drew, Booker, and Embiid. Who else should join and why?
And
facts. Who do you center? Who's joining?
No Walker Kessler, please. Oh, no Jaren Jackson Jr., please.
Is Embiid going to be ready to play by then?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I forgot Embiid. This guy, bro.
No, you mentioned Embiid.
Cameroonian. I could only shake my head every time I see that guy rocking up for Team USA. It's embarrassing.
Disgusting. Yeah.
When he gets that finals MVP,
the Twin Towers in France have something for him. Don't worry, man.
Oh, please.
But of course. But yeah, those were our listeners' questions for today, I believe. So, with that, of course, let me remind you, because I didn't do it at the start, to plug the socials.
He wasn't remiss. He wasn't.
Listen, bro, I'm just following the script that the gaffer at the top gave us. You know what I'm saying? So, at Courtside Fracas on Instagram, at Courtside Fracas on Twitter, at Courtside _ Fracas on TikTok, and of course, at Courtside Fracas on the YouTube as well. Make sure you like, listen, subscribe. We've still got our TikTok coming out, our videos on YouTube.
We'll also be dropping our OnlyFans soon, so what's that practice on OnlyFans?
Yeah. You thought it was Patreon? It's not Patreon.
Yeah, football feet picks only.
Hey,
we all
fair.
Play ball, you ain't trying to see these toes.
Network.